Next, it says that they were patient. It says, in faith in thy patience. So patience, what does that say about someone? Patience is basically someone who's complete, right? According to James chapter number 1. And someone who's patient is someone who's long-suffering. They're forbearing. Okay? They're not easily provoked. And look, we need Christians who are patient with people. All right? You say, why is that? Because within the spectrum of our church, there's Christians at all different levels of spirituality. You have the babe in Christ, and you have someone who's been a Christian for 20 plus years. They've been reading, they've read the Bible over and over again. They know all the doctrines. You know, they're mature in the Lord, whatever it may be. So we have different levels. So guess what? It's often it's easy, if you're not careful, you're a seasoned Christian, to become impatient with someone who's not a seasoned Christian. Okay? You know, someone who asks a question, you're like, so are you sure that that the rapture, you know, doesn't come before the tribulation? Don't jump down that guy's throat if he's a brand new Christian. Yeah. By the way, you know, sometimes people ask dumb questions. I understand that. But don't tell him it's a dumb question. Like, what? And then throw, like, after the tribulation at his face or something, you know? You know, maybe that could be your opportunity to be a blessing and say, yeah, actually, can I show you real quick? Right. You know, let me sit down with the Bible. Let me show you real quick. Because, man, I thought to say, look, it's good to like share commonality with that person, because obviously not everyone here knew the truth from the very start. Okay, maybe some of you did, but not all of us. So think back to the time when you didn't know the truth. Okay, and approach a person, approach that brother in Christ with that same attitude that you would want to someone have to approach you with, right? And go up to them and say, "Yeah, the Bible says that. Let's go to Matthew 24. Can I show you real quick with meekness? Okay, be patient with people. And look, if someone doesn't get something right away, it's okay, all right? Be patient. And I'm not talking about sin, okay? If, like, there's like a heroin addict or something, and it's just like, he comes in with the needle sticking out of his arm. It's like, well, let's just be patient with him, all right? He still needs to take it out. We'll give him a couple weeks. No, okay? And I'm exaggerating, obviously, you know? But what I'm saying is this. I'm talking about being patient with people who haven't gotten everything right away, all right? And don't give him the eye if he says something dumb. And look, I come from the old IFB, so there's going to be people coming from the old IFB to our church. Now, the vast majority, I think, of the people within our church were born again into this movement. So you didn't really know nothing about the old IFB, okay? So to you, it's just like, sodomites in the church? What the heck? You know, it's just like, and they might come in here, they might agree with us as far as the sodomites are concerned, but they might not have that same bent. Don't jump down their throat if they don't. They need to hear some preaching. They need to hear the preaching of God's word. They need to get a couple sermons. They need to see what the Bible says, and then they can condition themselves to be what we are. Okay? You say, oh, this is brainwashing. Yeah, we're looking to brainwash you. Yes. To wash your brain from that filthiness. Okay? To renew your mind, to transform it according to the word of God. That's what we're looking to do. Amen. We're not hiding it. Okay?